Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining me. My name is Chuck Allen, and I have such a privilege of being a pastor here at Sugar Hill Church. I'm grateful you joined us on today's weekday podcast. One of the things we try to stay with, whether it's me or Bobby, is this thought that we want to be able to give you as a gift the brevity of a word of Scripture, and secondly, a cup of encouragement for the day, and then thirdly, we want to make sure it's based in the Scriptures. The weekday podcast was started this way, and we want to stay in this direction. When I last left you on Monday, we were talking about the second day in a three-day part on Jonah. Well, day two is he's already been thrown up out of the mouth of the fish, and he's gone to Nineveh, and the whole city has repented. And at the end of chapter 3, verse 10, it says, when God saw what they had done and how they had put a stop to their evil ways, he changed his mind and did not carry out the destruction that he threatened. Then all of a sudden in chapter 4, things get really weird. Remember, Jonah, it's just been a matter of days since he went the wrong way, got on a boat in Joppa to head the opposite way of Nineveh, where God told him to go, until he's back into Nineveh, and he's now a humble preacher that says, if you don't turn your ways, God's going to destroy you. And now the people have turned their ways, they've repented of their sins, and in the middle of this, Jonah is about to get angry. So let's start in the first verse in chapter 4. This change of plans greatly upset Jonah, and he became very angry. So he complained to the Lord about it. Listen to what he says. Didn't I say before I left home that you would do this, Lord? That is why I ran away from Tarshish. I knew that you are a merciful and compassionate God, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. You are eager to turn back from destroying people. Just kill me now. I'd rather be dead than alive if what I predicted will not happen. And the Lord in verse 4 says, is it right for you to be angry about this? Then Jonah went out to the east side of the city and made a shelter to sit under as he waited to see what would happen to the city. And listen to this. And the Lord God arranged for a leafy plant to grow there. And soon it spread its broad leaves over Jonah's head, shading him from the sun. This eased his discomfort. And Jonah was very grateful for the plant. Yeah, you reckon? I mean, you think about this. Jonah was saved by a fish, hello, thrown up alive on an ocean, hello, goes the way God had originally told him to go, hello, and then when he gets there, God withholds the devastation that was rightfully theirs, and now he's pouting about it, and then God even gives him shelter from this leafy plant. I'm imagining those things that we call elephant ears, probably the ones that are green and purple and big. I hate those things. They look weird to me, but a lot of people like them. But you know, Jonah said this in verse 2 of chapter 4, I knew that you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love. Jonah wasn't the best mentee, was he? If God's the mentor and Jonah is the mentee, then he is really a pain in the neck. He fled from doing the job God called him to do and was defiant to the point of death, being thrown into the sea to die. He's a poster child for strong-willed defiance against the Lord, and yet the Lord could have abandoned Jonah, but he didn't. God teaches Jonah about loving, compassionate sense of nature again and again and again. He forgives Jonah in his defiance and gives him another chance to do what the Lord has asked him to do. And much to Jonah's dismay, God also compassionately forgives Nineveh when they repent. Now, you look at this and say, well, everybody won, Chuck. What's the problem? Well, listen to the rest. Jonah sulks like a stubborn little boy, still hoping that God will destroy the city. God likes God's compassion toward him, but he prefers that other sinners receive God's punishment rather than his grace. God again shows compassion by giving Jonah an object lesson in the form of a little vine. When that little vine withers, Jonah throws a tantrum, but God steps into the teachable moment, and if Jonah is concerned about a little plant, shouldn't God be concerned about the many people he has created? Our God is a compassionate mentor who patiently teaches, persisting with us, even in our disobedience and defiance. Is there a defiant person in your life, or maybe it's you, who needs some compassion? Then become the feet and the hands and the attitude of Christ that will offer that in our life, not just a second chance at all, but this is an opportunity to not let anger and not let bitterness be stored in our soul, and let's be grateful for others that we've had a small part in being a part of seeing them come to Christ. My friend, don't let anger keep you from becoming the vessel God wants to use in so many ways today. Thanks for joining us for another weekday podcast, and I look forward to seeing you again later this week. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.